Leadership isn't about controlling others, it's about mastering yourself. This profound insight sits at the heart of Wendy Bourne's transformative approach to leadership. After 25 years in corporate environments spanning finance, IT, retail, and government, Bourne discovered that authentic leadership begins with language, not just what we say, but how we show up in every interaction. What makes her perspective particularly refreshing is her acknowledgement that her two children taught her more about leadership than formal training ever could. This humility permeates her philosophy, creating a leadership approach that feels both accessible and profound. Leaders today face unprecedented challenges: virtual teams across time zones, rapid technological change, cross-generational workforces, and increasing stakeholder demands. Bourne's breakthrough insight is deceptively simple. While you can't control others, you can control your own leadership language. When things go wrong, we often blame others rather than examining our approach. This blame shifting stems from the fundamental attribution error, our tendency to attribute others' behavior to their personality while explaining our own actions through circumstances. The solution lies in shifting focus from what's outside your control to what you can influence, your own behaviors. Imagine a dysfunctional leadership team operating in silos, lacking trust, with poor communication. Their dysfunction cascades throughout the organization until a significant revenue loss forces transformation, beginning with brutal honesty. This transformation demonstrates a key principle: what you focus on grows. When leaders change their words and behaviors, people respond positively, creating a ripple effect of openness and improvement. Bourne identifies six levels of leadership influence: isolated, value minus 50, working alone, creating bottlenecks; interested, value minus 20, showing occasional engagement without consistency; involved, value zero, reliably delivering responsibilities; integrated, value plus 50, seeking cross-functional collaboration, exceeding expectations; influenced, value plus 70, building networks, facilitating interdepartmental cooperation; inspired, value plus 100, creating motivating vision, developing future leaders. Advancing through these levels brings substantial rewards: effective delegation, strategic focus rather than firefighting, courage for calculated risks, and stronger organizational connections. Most importantly, you inspire others to lead, creating self-sustaining teams that thrive even in your absence. Have you ever felt that knot in your stomach before challenging a decision? That's your brain processing courage as a threat response, triggering the same fight, flight, or freeze reaction as physical danger. This explains why being courageous feels uncomfortable. Most modern fears aren't life-threatening, but exist in our minds: fear of judgment, public speaking, or change. Unmanaged fear reduces confidence and traps us in comfort zones. Manage fear by bringing it into the open through reflection and journaling. The 4x4 breathing method, inhale and exhale for 4 counts each, helps re-engage your rational brain during fear responses. Leadership strength is needed daily, not just for major decisions. Strong leaders possess the internal fortitude to make and stand by decisions despite opposition. Clarity about your purpose provides direction for difficult choices and keeps you steady against resistance. Tough conversations often become defining career moments. When delivering difficult feedback, you become a catalyst for positive change, potentially creating a turning point someone will never forget. Effective leadership requires respect without fear. Fear produces cortisol, hampering productive conversations and making people defensive. Organizations function best with high respect and low fear. Build leadership strength by clearly stating expectations, holding people accountable promptly, and learning to say no decisively while acknowledging when you're wrong. When Antanas Mockus became mayor of Bogota in 1995, he faced high traffic fatalities, corruption, and street gangs. This mathematician philosopher replaced corrupt traffic officers with mime artists who feigned injury when motorists broke rules, reducing traffic fatalities by over 50% during his first term. Engineering situations creates powerful growth opportunities. When a terrified young professional declined presenting to senior managers, her boss orchestrated a situation where she had to step in, pretending he was unavailable while actually waiting nearby. This approach helped her overcome presentation fears and discover her capabilities. To engineer situations effectively, use Harvard's adaptive leadership process. 1. Observe. Use both dance floor, close-up details, and balcony, system-wide perspectives. 2. Interpret. Understand multiple viewpoints, asking, what's happening here? 3. Intervene. Start with small experiments, test assumptions, and adjust accordingly. Understanding what others value, their currency, helps create mutually beneficial exchanges. By identifying colleagues' currencies, recognition, resources, or relationships, you can build lasting professional connections. How often have you redone work because it wasn't done your way? Abdicating power isn't abandoning control, but becoming comfortable with different approaches to outcomes. While providing solutions gives you dopamine rewards, micromanagement creates stress and disengagement. Effective abdication benefits everyone. With your boss, sometimes concede battles to win wars. With peers, share credit and collaborate genuinely. With your team, allow safe failures with thorough debriefs, accept their different solutions, and recognize achievements. 3 practical abdication techniques. 1. Hand it over. Give problems to your team while observing quietly. 2. Ask questions. Pose questions you genuinely don't know the answers to. 3. Be silent. Use strategic silence to encourage others' participation. Stepping back allows your team to develop leadership skills. As they see their ideas implemented, they become more innovative while you experience less stress. Have you ever worked with someone you completely trusted? Remember how much more you accomplished together? Trust forms the core of all relationships and the bedrock of effective leadership. When trust exists, people accomplish more, innovate freely, and receive greater benefits. Trust comprises 3 essential components: credibility, demonstrated through expertise and honesty; respect, treating people with dignity; and fairness, ensuring equitable treatment. High-trust organizations experience measurable benefits: 74% less stress, 106% more energy, 50% higher productivity, and 76% more engagement. The 5 major trust destroyers in organizations are inaction, excessive competition, fear from restructuring, blame shifting, and gossip, each traceable to specific leadership behaviors requiring correction. Building trust requires consistent focus on 5 key areas: walking your talk through word-action consistency, being present in conversations, listening to understand, sharing common ground to establish rapport, and showing vulnerability by admitting weaknesses. Leaders who excel in these areas report higher team performance and employee satisfaction. Transformational leadership integrates language awareness, courage, strength, environmental engineering, effective abdication, and trust building to create lasting organizational change. When leaders transform themselves first, they create ripple effects throughout teams and organizations. The most effective leaders understand that leadership isn't about position, but about influence and impact. Their words and actions shape environments where others either thrive or struggle. By mastering leadership language, they foster cultures of innovation where people feel valued and achieve organizational goals. Bourne's approach emphasizes that leadership transformation begins with self-awareness and personal accountability. By focusing on what we can control, our behaviors, words, and responses, we create conditions for others to excel. This inside-out approach creates sustainable change, benefiting both the organization and every individual within it.